Hi there. Independent arts projects are advertising for two positions. This is me doing a video recording of the producer role. So I'll try and do it in a very methodical fashion. So independent arts projects, the application deadline for this role is 12 p.m. on Monday, the 27th of September, 2021. The job title is producer, and then in brackets, it's sensory arts. The hours of work, it's 0.8 full-time equivalent FTE. So that would mean 20 hours a week of work or 4 days per week. Ideally, it would be Monday to Thursday, but this could be discussed. Salary is based on £28,000 per annum. The actual rate pro rata is £22,400. The contract length is 12 months fixed term. The role is supported by the executive producer, and that's me. My name is Mary Robinson. The producer role is responsible for the 6 artists who are on part-time contracts. The location is a mixture of working from Independent Arts Projects office in Edinburgh, which is based out of the blue in Leith, and from home as anticipated. Status, this is an employed fixed term contract, but you can also opt for a freelance equivalent that adds up to the same budget line, basically, if you prefer, if that works better for you. The start date would be ideally October 2021, but this can be discussed. Holiday entitlement is 24 days per annum based on a kind of full-time equivalent of 30 days over the year. So 24 days off from your 4-day-a-week role. The probationary period is 2 months. The notice period is 1 month. Pension. The company makes a 3% contribution into the company's pension plan on condition that the employee makes a minimum contribution of 5%. Those are the minimum rates. The producer, Sensory Arts, will work with Independent Arts Projects executive producer and 6 project artists to support the successful delivery of the Sensory Arts programme, a 12-month project funded through Creative Scotland's Culture Collective programme. So about independent arts projects, or IAP. IAP presents and tours performance projects by extraordinary artists at every stage of their careers and across various disciplines. We work with individual artists, collaborating with them to create their best work, and connecting them with people across Scotland and beyond. We work with an ethos of inclusivity and care for our artists and the audiences and participants who encounter their work. IAP projects often explore identity, representation, or our contemporary world, and aim to produce work that helps us make sense of how we live our lives. And our website is www.independentartsprojects.com. Independent Arts Projects is all one word. So about the Sensory Arts Programme. The Sensory Arts Programme is a 12-month project funded through Creative Scotland's Culture Collective Programme. It's focused on developing sensory arts projects with and for people who find it most difficult to access mainstream arts activity. Our vision for the project. IAP contributes opportunities for a vibrant community of artists and arts workers who make creative experiences for people across Edinburgh, Scotland, and beyond. And we'll talk a bit later about the areas that this project will specifically work in. There are 6 local authority areas across Scotland. So we see successful work as accessible, fun, meaningful, and/or transformative. It can be for people to experience passively or actively, immersive and involved. Our artists, audiences, and participants are diverse and representative of people of different ages, from different backgrounds, cultures, and experience. That's our vision. That's what we aim for. With this project, we aim to support artists to research and develop or adapt a range of bespoke creative offers for people with autism, profound and multiple learning difficulties, known as PMLD or dementia. We also aim to develop strong relationships with audiences and participants who have disabilities and additional sensory needs, as well as the organisations that support them. We are particularly interested in working with people who have the above conditions, often have complex needs and challenging behaviour or behaviours, and would benefit from low capacity, exclusive sensory arts experiences to cater to their needs and interests. We aim to include families, friends, carers and partners in our activity, as well as those yet to be diagnosed. These groups are often marginalised from mainstream arts activity, feeling unable to participate or uncatered for by relaxed models of presentation. The project will employ a small team of artists who will work independently and collaboratively, leading on some projects and supporting others to develop participatory performance projects and development practice. Applicants. We encourage applicants from different backgrounds, with different experiences, skills and stories to join us and develop our working practice. We actively welcome candidates with protected characteristics and those who are currently underrepresented in the performing arts, including people experiencing barriers due to socioeconomic background, people who self-identify as LGBTQIA+, people who self-identify as big D, little d deaf, people who self-identify as disabled, and those returning to work who have caring responsibilities. Ethnically diverse people who have experienced racism, including people who are from African and Caribbean diaspora, Latinx, the East Asian diaspora, the Southeast Asian diaspora, West Asian diaspora, including the Middle East, Indigenous people, biracial / mixed heritage, or who also self-identify as a person of colour or Black, we may use BIPOC plus to refer to people from these identities. About the role, we are looking for a well-organised, friendly and proficient producer sensory arts. Someone who can oversee the delivery of the programme, producing, coordinating and supporting the team of artists, as well as establishing and maintaining relationships with partner organisations. Main duties and key responsibilities. The producer will support the executive producer in leading on the sensory arts programme. They will contribute to effective planning and project management of the programme. They will build relationships with local organisations and local authorities in order to support the activity. Act as the point of day-to-day liaison with artists, organisations and project partners. They'll support the executive producer and artists to identify and monitor the key project milestones. They'll lead on the key administrative functions, including drafting of contracts, creation of contact sheets, scheduling and other administrative tasks. They'll support the artist with their project needs, including availability checking of creative collaborators, stage managers, and liaising with agents. Under the guidance of the executive producer, they will ensure that all project budgets are kept up to date and accurate. Under the guidance of the executive producer, they will ensure that all project budgets are kept up to date and accurate. They'll be collating invoices and leading the day-to-day management of the project budget. They'll secure accommodation and travel for artists where required. They'll source rehearsal space as required and within budget allocation. They'll coordinate and deliver events associated with the project. They'll produce risk assessments for project events and activities. They'll contribute to development of best practices around diversity, equality, and inclusion. They'll lead on the evaluation of the project, ensuring that learning is captured and applied as the project progresses. They'll assist on report writing and updates to funders. They'll assist with the maintenance of good filing and archive systems. Confidentiality is required to be maintained at all times. And they'll adhere to independent arts projects policies. So the person specification is a long table which lists many points that kind of mirror the job description that I've just read out. And the in the table, it says what the skills, attributes, and experience are. And then there's a tick in either an essential or a desirable column. So because there's ticks in different boxes, I'm just going to read out the skills, attribute, or experience, and whether it's essential or desirable. I hope that makes sense. So interest in and knowledge of performance in Scotland/the UK, essential. Interest in and knowledge of accessible and inclusive arts practices in Scotland/the UK, essential. Excellent organisation skills, as well as written and verbal communication skills, essential. Great attention to detail, essential. Computer literate and good knowledge of Microsoft Office, essential. Ability to manage relationships and ensure effective communications are maintained at all times, essential. Ability to manage multiple priorities, meet deadlines, and manage a busy workload, essential. Experience of work within a small and busy organization, desirable. Planning and delivering arts and community projects, essential. Producing and managing arts events, including publicizing the events and enhancing participation, essential. Audience development and community engagement, desirable. Project management, including managing budgets, essential. Working with a range of partners and stakeholders, essential. Overseeing and supporting artists and other creative practitioners to develop high quality work, essential. Monitoring projects, essential. Evaluating projects, desirable. Writing reports, desirable. And commitment to promoting and embedding equality, diversity, and inclusion in working practices, essential. The application timeline. We are holding a series of 30-minute one-to-one Zoom sessions for questions with me about the job. So those happen between 12 and 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 15th and Thursday the 16th of September. Yes. There's also a group session on Zoom at 12 p.m. on Monday. There's also a group session, I should say. This isn't written here for some reason, but it is on our Work With Us page, from 10 to 11 a.m. on Friday, the 17th of September. There's a group session if you would like to attend that. We think the focus of that will be for the artist roles, which are being advertised at the same time and the deadline's a week later, but you're very welcome to come and that insight might be helpful to you with your application. So the deadline for applications is 12 p.m. on Monday, the 27th of September. Interviews will take place either on Zoom online or in person in Edinburgh or between 9 and 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 30th of September. We hope to advise all applicants of the outcome of their application by 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 6th of October. Notes. So this is notes on the application process and what we're attempting to do. We will offer feedback to all applicants that apply. You don't have to take that feedback if you don't want to. Applications will be assessed and scored by the executive producer against the person's specification. The person's specification is that list of essential and desirable things that I just read out. You want to write your application talking about the skills and experience you have that show how you meet those elements in the person's specification. Each application will be assessed and scored by the executive producer based on the person's specification. The highest scoring applicants will be invited for interview. Shortlisted applicants will be sent interview questions at least 48 hours in advance of the interview. Interviews can take place in Edinburgh or online via Zoom. Interviews will be with the executive producer and at least one other person to be confirmed. And this information will be sent with the interview questions and invitation to interview. So you'll have all that at the same time. And the questions will all be based on the job description or person specification as well. We operate a blank slate assessment process, meaning that each applicant is scored anew at application and then interview stage. An offer subject to positive references will be made following interviews. So that's the point when we would contact your references. We would say, we'd like to offer you the job subject to references. You probably need to tell your references now. Okay. So before you apply, you can arrange an informal discussion, or if you have any questions, please email jobs@independentartsprojects.com. With any access requirements or your preferred kind of response method, so phone, text message or email, and we'll get back to you within a day or so. That's also the email address if you want to sign up to any of the Zoom sessions we're holding on the 15th, 16th or 17th as well. So how to apply? Please apply by sending a CV, maximum 2 pages of A4, and covering letter, maximum 2 pages of A4, in no smaller font than size 12, attached by email to jobs@independentartsprojects.com. Your covering letter should cover the points mentioned in the person's specification. You can refer to the job description and outline relevant experience and information as to why you believe you are the right person for the post. Please include contact details for 2 referees. We will contact your referees after we make an offer subject to references. Alternatively, applicants can send a link to a maximum 10-minute long video that outlines the above information. Please complete our equal opportunities monitoring form. There is a link in the PDF application. I will also put this on the website on the Work With Us page as well. You don't have to complete the Equal Opportunities Monitoring Form. However, it's a useful tool for helping independent arts projects to monitor the effectiveness of our recruitment process. In accordance with the Data Protection Act 1998, the information you have provided will only be used for the purpose of equality monitoring. Independent Arts Projects is a company limited by guarantee, company number SC for Scotland, 581505. Charity number SC for Scotland, 049294. And our website is independentartsprojects.com. IAP gratefully acknowledges the support from the Scottish Government and Creative Scotland through the Culture Collective programme. Independent Arts Projects is one of 26 organisations awarded funding by Creative Scotland as part of the Culture Collective National Pilot Programme, which will establish a network of creative practitioners, organisations and communities working together to create a positive difference locally and nationally in response to COVID-19. Thank you very much.